So let's review. The previous Mishnah Daf test elaborated on the concept of Midah Keneged Midah. In both Einish, retribution, and Schar, reward, Hashem acts through the means of measure for measure. As Rashi explains, Dogma mi'ein oisa inyan, in a similar form, the way in which the person performed a mitzvah or committed an avera is the way in which the Schar v'Einish are given. As we see that Miriam hemtina l'moisha sho'achas, shenema batisatsa v'achise me'rochay, Lefikach nisak v'lo Yisrael zayin yam b'midbar shenemar v'om le'nosa ad he'asev Miriam. Miriam, who waited for her brother Moshe 1 hour, was later rewarded b'eisai midah that Klal Yisrael waited for her 7 days. The Gemara, however, makes a distinction that in the amount of schar v'einish, midah teiva, meruba me'midas paranis, the measure of schar is far greater than the mitzvah, while the measure of einish is only equal to the action, as we see from Miriam. She only waited for 1 hour, and she received schar that Klal Yisrael waited 7 days. The Gemara now goes to discuss the details of Shibud Mitzrayim, the hardships that the Mitzrayim imposed on the Yidden. It all began with Vayakam Melech Chodesh. A new king, Paroi, began to rule over Mitzrayim. Rav and Shmuel each explained the word Chodesh differently. Chad Amar Chodesh Mamish, Paroi was a new king. Paroi was not a new king, but rather he issued new decrees. Paroi said, "Hava nischak maloi, ba'u v'nichman l'mishin shel Yisrael b'man adonim." Paroi and his ministers proceeded to decide on the proper method in which to eliminate the Jewish savior. Nidayna be'esh b'cheriv. Paroi said, "We cannot punish him with fire or sword, because we will then be punished the same way, midah keneged midah, because we find that Hashem punishes with both Eish and Cheruv. Elo boyu v'nedeinu b'mayim, shekvar nishba kodesh baruch hu she'ein emei v'ma b'loilom. Rather, let's punish him with water, because we cannot be punished in this way, midah keneged midah, because Hashem already swore that he will not bring another mabul onto this world. The Gemara relates, shleisha hayu ba'isa eitza, Bilam, v'iyav, v'yisrei. Paroi's three ministers, Bilam, Iyav, and Yisrei, were present at this discussion. Bilam sheyatz nerag. Bilam, who advised Paroi to carry out kol haben hayilat hayari tashlichuhu, to drown all Jewish males, was punished with death. Iyav sheshasak nidam biyisurin. Iyav, who merely kept quiet, was punished with afflictions. Yisrei shebarach zachum emnebanav sheyeshu belishkas hagazas. Yisrei, who ran off, was rewarded with that his descendants became members of the Sanhedrin. Paroi then proceeded to persecute Bnei Yisrael. At first, Paroi himself began working and carried a brick mold in order to compel the Jews to work because if a Jew were to claim that he is fragile and not able to work, he would be told, "You're not more fragile than Paroi, and even so, he is able to work." Afterward, the Bnei Yisrael built cities of miskenos for Paroi. Rav and Shmuel explained why these cities were referred to as miskenos. Chad amar, shemisaknes is balein. One says that these cities later brought sakana, danger, upon their owners, the Mitzrayim, as they drowned in the Yamsuf. Chad amar, shemimaskenos is balein. The other says that these cities later wiped out their owners' assets, as the Bnei Yisrael took all their possessions when they left Mitzrayim. As far as the names as Pisim as Ramses, Rav Shmuel explained that this was actually one city. Chadam or Pisim Shema, one says that its name was Pisim, but it was called Ramses because the Rishon Misroises, whatever was built, collapsed. Chadam or Ramses Shema, the other says that it was named Ramses, but was called Pisim because the Rishon Pitahoim Boiloi, whatever was built, sank into the ground. Vayivid Mitzrayim es Bnei Yisrael b'farach. Rebbe Lez explains Befer Rach, as Rashi explains, Mashchem Bidvarm Ubisrar Acher Gilam Lavoida. The Mitzrayim first enticed the Jews with nice words and good pay to accustom them to work. Shmuel ben Achmeni explains, Befricha, the Mitzrayim imposed back-breaking work on the Jews. The Gemara continues, Bisrar Noshim Tzidkani Yeshahoyi Ba'is Hadar, Nigalu Yisrael Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael were liberated from Mitzrayim through the acts of righteous women to stimulate the growth of the Bnei Yisrael. Kivin shemegiyah zman moldehen, holchos b'yoldis b'soda tachas hatepuach. When the time came, the mothers gave birth in the fields and were then forced to abandon their children. V'HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheleach mishmei Maron, mi shemanku mashper oison, u'malakid lehen shnei igulin, echad shel shemen ve'echad shel dabash. Hashem sent malachim who cleaned the newborns, and they were each supplied with two cakes, one of oil, the other of honey, for their sustenance. V'kivayin shemakirin behen Mitzrayim, boin lahargan, v'nazlam nes of nevlon bekarka. When the Mitzrayim discovered these children, they attempted to kill them, but a nest took place, and the children vanished into the ground. U'mevin shvarim v'choshin al gabon. The Mitzrayim then brought oxen to plow the fields from above. However, after the Mitzrayim were gone, the children resurfaced. When the children were grown, they returned home to their families. And later on, during Kriyas Yamsev, when Hashem revealed Himself to Klal Yisrael, these children were the first to recognize Hashem because, as Rashi explains, they had already seen Hashem in the fields. The Gemara continues with the heroic acts of the Meyaldis, the midwives. The Pasuk states, "Vayomer Melech Mitzrayim l'Meyaldis Yevuyos, Asher Shema Achas Shifra, v'Shema Shenis Pua." Pari instructed the two midwives, Shifra and Pua, to kill the children at birth. Rav Shmuel explained, "Chad Amar Isho Bita, v'Chad Amar Kala v'Chamoisa." One says the midwives were Yecheved and her daughter Miriam. Shifra Zu Yecheved Shemeshaperes Esavlad. Yecheved was called Shifra because she would cleanse and straighten out the limbs of the child. And Pua zu Miriam, Shaisa Pua. Miriam was called Pua because she would soothe the child. The other says the Meyaldas were Yecheved and her daughter-in-law Elisheva. The Pasuk continues that the Meyaldas defied Pari's orders. V'techayen es ha'yelodim. Lo'y dayin shaloy himiso oisun, el tashayu maspikes la'mayim amazin. Not only did they not kill the newborns, but they even fed them food and water to keep them alive. The Meyaldas then defended their actions and told Pari, "Ki loicha noshem haMitzrayos haYevuyos, ki chayis heina." The Jewish women are different than the women of Mitzrayim in that they do not require Meyaldas because umezu kechayin nimshula, this nation is compared to wild animals which give birth on their own. The pasuk continues, "Vayihi ki yara haMeyaldas eser lekim, v'yas lembatim." When Hashem saw their heroic acts, He rewarded the Meyaldas with houses. Rav Shmuel explained, One says that Yecheved was rewarded with the house of Kehuna through Aaron and of Leviya through Moshe. The other says that they were both rewarded with houses of royalty since David HaMelech was a descendant of both Yecheved and Miriam.